Welcome back. Okay, we get to spend some time with Mitchell Henderson now, and he's going to step back a little bit and look at the state of affairs. And it's doing exactly what we forecast it would do. It's getting worse and worse. No effort, no overt signs that anyone is doing anything to de-escalate. It is inexorably moving toward some kind of a major showdown. Let's see what Mitch has to say about this. Welcome back, my friend. How are you?
Good to be here. Good. I'm going to start off by talking about the economic warfare. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So civilization is headed for a collapse. There are two competing versions of world organization, NATO and BRICS. NATO wants a unipolar world where every nation conforms to the standards and morals set by the United States and obeys us or faces economic and financial attack from us.
Uh-huh.
BRICS is a multipolar world where each nation's culture, society, and political system is respected, and the nations of the world cooperate. The cause of the collapse is centered on the United States, who is losing its power and influence and is desperately trying to hang on to it. The United States is a decadent power who has nothing to offer the world. American power is wielded to promote Marxist values and in an Israel-centric world with gay rights and feminism as the core values that it wishes to promote. Outside of NATO, there is little support for Israel or the Jews. Jews make up only 0.2% of the world population, and most of that is concentrated in NATO countries. Feminism is not the major issue on most of the women in the world's minds. Making it through the day is. Less than 7% of the world's population is LGBT, and they don't want LGBT rights to trump theirs. The United States is trying to push gay rights and abortion at the point of a bayonet, and most nations see that as a negative thing. Women in Asia, Latin America, and Africa prefer manly men, and they like to be treated as a woman, not equally, but differently. It is the same in Russia. Women want to be put on a pedestal, and they prefer alpha males. The world generally resents America for pushing a culture of sodomy on them, especially Muslim, Asian, and African societies. The United States is not a democracy with free and fair elections and stands as a beacon of conformity, not freedom. To the rest of the world, the United States appears to be a sodomite nation with no social or moral values. We appear to be a decadent nation in decline, and no one really wants to imitate us. Most of the men in the world do not want to become woke sissies. Most women of the world do not want their men to be woke sissies. Let us start with the economic world war, because money underpins political power. There are three kinds of economies: planned, market, and mixed. In a market economy, some people produce goods that other people want. The means of production are in private hands, and consumers decide what will be produced.
Right.
Because it's what they want to buy. Okay, this is efficient because if the producer does not make things people want, he will go out of business. The producer must make what people want to buy. A market economy is democratic. The consumer votes for the products that he wants by spending money on it. In a planned economy, the state decides what will be produced without regard to what the consumer wants. The state will decide what you need and produce only that. This is the producer making things that consumers do not want, so this is not an economy that can take care of the basic needs of its people. There are two types of planned economies, communist and fascist. In a communist planned economy, the state owns the means of production and decides what will be produced. In a fascist planned economy, private individuals own the means of production, but the state decides what to produce. In a mixed economy, it is a mixture of both. The state decides what it needs, but allows the market to produce what the consumers want. In fact, mixed economies work well. From 1921 to 1928, Lenin instituted the new economic policy, which introduced a mixed economy that caused great economic growth in Russia, so much so that Americans went to the USSR by the thousands to find work. It was ragtime in Moscow. You could freely party in the Moscow nightlife after a hard day's work, smoke pot, snort cocaine, and listen to good music. After Stalin abandoned the NEP in 1929, those Americans had to run. Many ended up in the gulags. Germany introduced a mixed economy under Hitler. It was a fascist economy mixed with a Marxist economy. Germany's economy was great during the Great Depression. In 1978, Chairman Deng Xiaoping introduced a mixed economy to China and moved China from a third world to a modern first world economy in less than 40 years. It was a communist planned economy mixed with a market economy. By 2000, Putin had made Russia's economy into a fascist planned economy to produce what the state needed, mixed with a market economy for producing what the consumers wanted. I just want to take a break here to point out to people that if you're alive in Russia today, you're living the highest standard of living, the highest satisfaction, valuable life form that Russia has ever had. And the same is true with China. Okay, in the United States, we're in decline. We're not living the best we've ever lived. Okay.
No, we should also mention, just to be fair, we didn't choose this. This has been forced upon us. We are being taken apart, just like we were built. Yeah. They built us after the war, and now they're taking us apart. It's all being shifted to Asia and Russia. And this is the international globalist monetary kings, same old people.
Yeah. In 2021, the sodomite Biden regime turned the United States into a fascist economy by using environmentalism and climate change to impose a totally unnecessary, bogus, and wasteful Green New Deal.
May I say one thing, Mitch? Hold on.
Yes,
hold on.
Sure, go ahead.
To go along with what you're saying, the UK, of course, is maybe at the head of the class on this whole program, all of this environmental crap. Here's a headline from yesterday. The UK government is now planning to imprison all citizens who eat meat under their absolute zero rules that are coming down the pike. So if you get caught eating meat, you can end up in prison in the UK. Remember, we're the only...
You can get 2 years for talking bad about environmentalism.
That's true. That's another one. No, this is beyond belief stuff that's happening. And they're getting away with it because the people will not get up off their asses and do anything about this. They just won't. They'll moan and lament, but they won't do anything.
Never.
Go ahead.
Never. So the fascist Green New Deal decided that electric stoves will be used in homes instead of propane. The state was determining what would be produced instead of the consumer. He mandated that the car manufacturers had to start producing more inefficient and unreliable electrical vehicles that cost twice as much as internal combustion engines, and started cutting back on fuel production to make it too expensive to drive a gasoline-powered car. Climate change was the pretext used to foist the fascist economy on us. The COVID shutdown was intended to destroy small business in America and destroy the market economy. We can see the result when Janet Yellen traveled to China at the beginning of April to beg China to slow its economy down and quit exporting so much because the economies of Europe and America cannot compete against China. Indeed, the mixed economies of China and Russia are outproducing and growing faster than the fascist economies of the NATO nations. Russia's economy is doing just fine, despite being the most sanctioned major economy in history. That's how well a mixed economy works. This is a shame. Before Bidenomics, we used to brag about the vitality and strength of our market economy. Mm-hmm. How shameful it is that we must send our little old Jewish lady to Peking to demand that they slow their economy down so we can stay number one. This is woke economics. If you would not work so hard, we can look better. China, of course, said no. So with European economics being fascist planned economies to adapt to the Green New Deal, they are running into trouble. German industry is dying, and Germany was the industrial powerhouse of Europe. The United States used the phony Ukraine war to kill energy supplies to Europe. Europe has committed economic suicide for Ukraine. The United States is trying to get Europe to stop doing business with China. Germany has no market without China. The European economies that are getting by, like Hungary and Serbia, are getting by because of their strong trade with China. China's growth is also an engine for growth in Asia. A U.S. war with China would devastate Asia. You see, China is the biggest trading partner of South Korea, Japan, Taiwan, Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand, Myanmar, Australia, New Zealand, Pakistan, Iran, United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and Russia. In other words, they're the biggest trading partners of all these countries. American rule wants to go to war with China to destroy the world economy for the World Economic Forum today. The United States is the largest trading partner of only the Philippines, Vietnam, and Cambodia. Three rather small economies.
How interesting.
We're the only major trade partner with them. Okay. So the U.S. did $118 billion of trade with India, followed by $104 billion of trade between India and China. It is clearly China that is indispensable for trade in Asia. China does not have to go to war over Taiwan. They actually do not have any good reason to invade Taiwan. Taiwan is already doing great business with them. It is America who wants war with China because China is outcompeting us economically. Yellen begged them to stop trading cheap goods overseas. America is desperate, not China. Our Green New Deal fascist planned economy cannot compete with China. China is already the world's largest economy in purchasing power parity. Okay, that means that you can buy more with less money in China. That's all that means. Mm-hmm. So actually, they're a bigger economy if you look at it that way. America must destroy China if we are going to rule the world. So let's also look at India. India was poor for so long because of the licensed Raj. You see, under the British East India system, the company would give you a concession to do a certain business. If you had the concession, you were the only one in that business and you had no competition. When India got independence, it kept the system by licensing business. India did not develop. The licensed Raj was in effect a fascist command economy. Once Modi started dismantling the licensed Raj, businesses began to grow rapidly in India. India is now the fastest growing economy in the world.
And has more people than communist China does, by the way.
Yes,
they're actually bigger.
They have to take care of themselves, so their economy has to grow. The state plans what the state needs and otherwise allows the market economy to run the economy. India's mixed economy is booming. The NATO, and let me just interject something here about these mixed economies, okay, because it's pretty important. The major thing that the state-controlled economy controls is defense. Okay, for example, in all these countries, the defense industries are state-owned. So when they need a new jet in Russia, they don't put out bids to 10 different companies, and they bribe politicians and so forth to get the contract. They overcharge on the contract, blah, 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 blah. They just go to the company and say, we need a fighter jet that's better than an F-16, okay? Make one. And then the scientists go to it, and they make it. And their defense industries are doing much better than ours are. We probably spend $10 for every dollar they spend, but they get the same thing for $1 that we pay $10 for.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the thing holding back America and Europe is this competition between defense industries, because it's just ripping off the taxpayers. It's sucking up money, that unnecessary money. And most of that money goes to politicians to pay campaigns so they can get in wars so that people are going to buy their products. It's a rigged game, okay?
Yep.
So the NATO nations all have fascist planned economies because of the Green New Deal. That means all this money that the state is pouring in isn't even going to defense. It's going to DEI and gender theory and gender equality and stuff like that.
Yes,
it's going to inefficient producers of energy like solar and wind and stuff that is not reliable, and it's not efficient. It's neither one, and it's ugly. I used to drive through West Texas and see these beautiful mesas in the sunset. Now they're all cluttered with giant windmills. It's ugly, you know. It's like warts upon the earth or something. So are solar farms, massive areas of desert just covered with solar panels and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's gross. It's grotesque. And this is the environment. It's destroying the environment.
It's all a scam. Yep. All of it. Disgusting.
So politics in America is what will determine when and where World War III will start. It will start because we are a desperate, dying power. So let me cover some flashpoints. Where can World War III start? There are several options. Let me start with the Middle East. If Israel attacks Rafah, which they say they absolutely do, and it causes Palestinians to flee into Egypt, Egypt will be in the war. Egypt has a formidable military. While Israel has 4 combat divisions, Egypt has 24, so 6 times as many. In the Sinai Peninsula alone, Egypt has 2 field armies. That is not garrison armies, but field armies ready to transition into combat at a moment's notice.
Wow.
The victor in a war is the side that achieves its political objectives. Americans are brainwashed in thinking that Israel always wins wars because God is on their side. God is not on their side. Israel does not know God and is in no way obedient to God. Our government calls them the most moral army in the world. Recent events would beg to differ.
Barf bags, please, all around, barf bags. It's just this arrogance and how non-Jews continue to promote their arrogance is despicable in and of itself.
It's insane.
Oh, God. All right.
They are clearly the most evil and immoral army in the world. The clear winner of the 1973 Yom Kippur War was Egypt. Egypt carried out the most outstanding tactical deception and surprise attack in history. They don't get credit for that, but it was just a fantastic surprise attack. Egypt carried out the troops for an attack, massed the troops. It carried out the most outstanding tactical deception and surprise attack in history. They had to mass troops for an attack in the open desert. This is in the time of satellite imagery. It would be a mistake to say the Egyptian army is not up to the task. The Egyptian Air Force has 407 first-line fighters and 7 electronic warfare platforms, while Israel has 305 fighters and 4 electronic warfare platforms. Egypt alone could be fatal to Israel because Israel has no strategic depth. Israel does. Egypt does. If Egypt enters the war, so will Jordan. If Egypt and Jordan enter the war, the United States will enter the war on Israel's side. If the United States enters the war, then Turkey, Algeria, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates will enter the war. Turkey will turn Cyprus into a massive aircraft carrier and isolate Israel by sea. You have to remember, northern Cyprus is under Turkish control, okay? So they can rapidly turn
people
that
don't
into
know that.
A giant aircraft
yes.
carrier.
It's split.
And I think a lot of people
that.
Don't know that. So this past weekend, we saw Iran attack Israel directly for the first time. It is a good example of how American support for Israel and Israel's impunity could lead to Armageddon. On April 1st, Israel bombed the Iranian consulate in Damascus, Syria. This is against the 1963 Vienna Convention of Diplomatic Affairs. Iran took it to the Security Council to get a UN condemnation of Israel. The U.S., U.K., and France vetoed any resolution because they said that there was no proof that Israel attacked the consulate. The U.S. speech was just a denial that we were involved or had prior knowledge. That's all we said during that speech.
Everybody had prior knowledge. They told all their neighboring countries that they were going to attack. And it was one of the poorest kept secrets on the planet. Everybody knew. But what happened was Iran did a lot more damage than the Western Zionist Jewish press will ever admit. They sent, I think it was, I forget, over 100 Or was it at least 120? These are ballistic missiles. They use ballistic missiles.
There's about 100 ballistic missiles.
Yeah, and they also used hypersonics, which they formally admitted they did, and they couldn't be stopped. No, and they did a lot of very clever things. Now, if the Jews go back after Iran, or the Iranians are saying, as you know, you probably already have it written there, they're going to go 10 times more on this counterattack, which will be very interesting. They also learned, as you well know, and you've pointed this out forever, the Iranians have now learned a great deal about Israel's defensive posture, tactics, and techniques because of the way they responded to the masses of incoming drones and other armaments. Go ahead.
Okay, so the speech I was talking about was the April 1st speech where they were talking about Israel attacking the embassy. The United States in that speech, they, instead of blaming anybody or doing anything, they were just saying, hey, we had nothing to do with this. That was our whole speech for the consulate bombing, okay? So Iran said that if the UN Security Council would just issue a resolution against Israel for doing it, they would not retaliate against Israel. Joe Biden, the disgusting old pedophile, told Iran, don't. He is such an embarrassment to America. Saturday night, Iran sent drones and cruise missiles towards Israel. It was a half-hearted attack. Iran purposely did not swarm to overwhelm Israel's air defenses. When Iran's attack was over, the Iranian ambassador to the United Nations said that Iran was satisfied with its retaliation and was done. They advised Israel that if they attacked Iran in retaliation, it would be war, definitely war. They advised the other nations in the region not to let Israel or America use the land to attack Iran, or Iran would declare war on them.
We need to point out one other thing, Mitch. Mitch, excuse me. We need to point this out. The Iranians did not target Israeli civilian centers.
No, they did not.
Now, what are the Israeli military forces doing? Targeting civilian centers.
Civilians.
Gaza.
Yes.
That's all they were. Southern
the
Lebanon. Same thing
Iran
in southern Lebanon.
That's coming. Will probably just murder a bunch of innocent people. That's what
you
Israel
betcha.
Does.
That's what
they're
they
satanic.
Do.
They're satanic. They're evil. Yeah.
You got it. You got it.
So they advise other nations in the region not to let Israel or America use Iran to attack Iran, or Iran would declare war on them. Israel immediately said they were going to strike Iran hard. Qatar, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Israel, United Arab Emirates, and Oman told the United States and its allies that they may not attack Iran from any bases in their country or use any land or airspace to attack Iran. Then Vladimir Putin said, and this is important, got to pay attention, if America wants to come to the region to support Israel, we will not sit by and do nothing. The smallest American attack on Iranian territory will force us to support Iran. Okay? So keep this in mind. We're not going to take part in Israel's retaliation strike, but when Israel does this and pulls Iran into a war, then America will want to attack Iran, and then Russia will enter the war. Okay? And we have been warned. We have been told. Israel complained at the UN Security Council asking for a condemnation of Iran plus sanctions, but China and Russia vetoed that. Biden did not act tough with Netanyahu. He didn't say don't. He just said take this as a win and let it go. The U.S. does not want a war, and neither does Iran. Finally, Biden had to tell Israel that if they attacked Iran, we would not support them in that attack. Keep in mind, just that attack. We are Israel's bitch. We will be sucked into a war with them. Okay? The United States was the one who shot down most of the missiles headed for Israel, not Israel. We expended $1.5 billion to protect Israel on just one night of missile attacks. We're firing $5 million weapons at $150,000 aircraft. Okay? So Israel cannot cross Arab airspace to attack Iran. Saudi Arabia and Jordan shut down missiles crossing their airspace. The implication is clear. If Israel attempts to cross Saudi Arabia or Jordanian airspace, they will be shot down. After all, the optics of American soldiers now stationed in Syria and Iraq coming back in body bags would not be good for the presidential campaign. The Israeli war cabinet finally said that they would retaliate, but within the limits that the United States put on them. But by today, they changed their minds and said they would strike Iran directly. Tehran is moving air defense systems to the capital right now because Israeli policy is to mass murder human beings in retaliation.
That's right.
It's what they have always done.
Always.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way,
think
about this, everyone. There are only, out of how many people, let's call it 8 billion on the planet, 8 billion people on the planet, there are only 15.7 million Jewish people, or people who identify as being Jews. That's 0.2% of the 8 billion people on this planet. Look at the trouble and the control that they cause and wield over this planet.
They are the children of Cain.
It is astonishing.
They are the greedy murderers of this world. They
yes,
have
sir.
Always been.
Yep. Yep.
So America will be dragged into this. Netanyahu wants to drag us into a war with Iran, and our government has zero power to refuse to do so. Based on these events that just happened, Biden won big this week. Trump approved aid for Ukraine and gave Speaker Johnson the green light to send aid to Ukraine. Biden got his vote in Congress for $60 billion in aid in Ukraine. It has not happened yet, but he's bringing it to the fore. Donald Trump and Speaker Johnson are traitors to the American people. Trump had said that he did not support aid to Ukraine. Now he does. Trump had said that he was pro-life. Now he is against a federal abortion ban. I bring this up so you will be clear in understanding that World War III is coming regardless of who is sitting in the White House. If Trump is elected, our borders will remain open. They will still be grooming your kids to be gay in elementary school. There will be no crackdown on crime, and there will be inflation just like there is now, okay? There is no difference in foreign policy between Trump and Biden. They both serve the same master, Zionism, and the World Economic Forum. This is the most likely flashpoint, and now we can see all the ducks lined up in a row. If Israel attacks Iran, the U.S. will have to get involved. Russia will then get involved. Last night, Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister Aki Bagheri-Khani said, and I quote, "Israel should not forget that Iran's allies are Russia and China, and our Americans do not want to find themselves in global conflict with these two countries. The Arab nations will get involved, and ultimately Turkey will get involved as it spirals out of control." This is the biblical Armageddon. These are all the countries that the Bible says will be involved in Armageddon. It's here. It's all lined up. Okay, so Benjamin Netanyahu is the dictator of the world. He has the power to start a war with Iran, and America will kiss his nasty ass and sacrifice our young soldiers on the altar of Moloch in order to give Netanyahu the third world war that he is egging on. This war will destroy Israel, and Israel will bring down the world with them. Israel will lose, and that will allow Netanyahu to launch nuclear weapons, not just on Iran, but all those treacherous Arab leaders that have sucked up to him in Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and the UAE. He can't allow them to remain intact when Israel is in ashes. The U.S., China, and Russia will be forced into nuclear war. Everything you love and care about, Americans, will be gone, sacrificed on the Jewish altar of Israel. The only reason Netanyahu can do this is because America is his bitch. The stupidest and most dangerous thing that Netanyahu can possibly do is directly attack Iran. He will do it. before my next report, World War III could possibly begin. Iran fired its cheapest and worst weapons last Saturday. They did it to probe Israel's air defenses and locate radar and command and control centers. Yep. Israel has tens of thousands of missiles. I mean, Iran has tens of thousands of missiles that can swarm Israel from Iranian territory, plus tens of thousands from Hezbollah. Israel will respond by nuking Iran and Lebanon. What Arab leader will be able to restrain his people if that happens? After Jordan shot down some Iranian missiles on Saturday night, tens of thousands of Jordanians flooded the streets of Amman in support of Iran. There are thousands of Hezbollah, Houthi, and Hamas agents in the USA right now. Your children may die at the mall or a movie theater for the Jews in Israel. Kiss them goodbye and send a message of thanks to Biden and Speaker Johnson for destroying your life. Russia persuaded Iran not to build nuclear bombs in order to avoid a war with Israel. This is history you don't hear. Okay, Iran does not have a bomb because Russia has asked them not to do it. When Israel nukes Iran, Russia will nuke Israel. America has no duty to defend Israel with nukes, but Russia knows that America is Israel's bitch, and the Russians know that when they launch on Israel, they will have to launch on us also. China will know it will have to launch on us. So will North Korea. Russia will not allow Israel to destroy Iran, period. They estimate that 4 million Israelis are terrified of what Netanyahu will do, and they want to flee Israel. The Israeli airports are closed. There is nowhere for them to go. Israelis are marching in the streets to protest Netanyahu, and Joe Biden and Speaker Johnson are kissing his ass. If millions of Americans swarm in the streets to demand that the U.S. not support Netanyahu, we could save our lives. But there is nothing in heaven or on earth that can motivate Americans to save their own asses. Nothing. There's nothing you can do to get Americans to stand up for themselves. They will never do it. We will be destroyed for it, okay? With not a penny to defend our border, Trump gave Speaker Johnson the green light to forget about the border and pass money for a war in Taiwan, Israel, and Ukraine, all of which are harmful to the interests of the American people. Speaker Johnson is not a Christian. He is a whore in the Antichrist harem. Keep that clear in your head. He's a poser. He is not a Christian. Have you been noticing that Russia offers peace and negotiation? Iran offers peace and negotiation. But America, leader of the free world, seems to never want peace. Biden cannot talk Israel into a ceasefire. The only thing he can do is talk little girls into bed with him. Russia is exhausted.
Or his daughter into the shower with him.
States. Huh?
Or his daughter into the shower with him. This is a vile, vile man. Vile.
He's a vile man. An incestuous pedophile at that.
You know that we've, as a nation state, Mitch, we've only not been at war for something like 19 years of our history?
Yes, I am.
That's it. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. This is something really wrong here. Lots wrong. Go ahead.
So Russia is exhausted with the harassment from the United States. They are tired of us. They are really tired of us. I don't think they're going to have a problem going to war with us, okay? If Israel was, okay, so let's switch to another alternative here. If Israel was to just invade Syria, Turkey and Russia will come to Syria's aid. The Arab states would follow with their support. The United States will go to war on Israel's side. Russia has already stationed troops on the Syria border with Israel. Right now on the Golan Heights on the Israeli border, there are Russian combat troops. They're already, okay? Russia will never allow Israel to destroy Syria. This has been Russia's policy since 1973. They told Richard Nixon, Israel cannot invade and take Syria. They cannot do it. They will go to nuclear war before they allow Israel to take Syria. That's what they said in 1973. That's what they'll do now. Okay? Nothing has changed in that relationship.
You know, another thing that's really important, Pete, the West here, the rank-and-file idiocy, the idiocracy here, has no idea that Russia and Iran have an absolute treaty now of mutual defense and preservation. It's not a joke. Yeah. If we get involved with fighting Iran, we're going to be at war with Russia. It's right there in black and white. The Russians will not allow this to happen.
Yeah,
it's going to
but
be a terrible price.
The American press will never tell the American people this. They never tell us any of it. They didn't even report that Putin said an attack on, a smallest attack on Iran by American forces would bring Russia into the war. The American press did not report that.
Nope. I did.
Nope.
You did.
Nowhere.
No.
Well, it's in foreign press all over the place.
Yeah. You did see that, I'm speaking to all of you listening, that Russia answered that idiot Macron when he sent the French Foreign Legion into Slavyansk. The Russians annihilated all of them and their artillery, which was moved in there from France. They said, we're going to go after the French troops, and they apparently wiped them out.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about Ukraine next, okay?
Good.
So just to tell this, Israel is not winning against Hamas. The whole world and the American people know that Israel is committing war crimes and crimes against humanity. Israel is losing. Israel bombed the Iranian consulate in Damascus to provoke an Iranian attack that will bring the United States into the war because they are losing. They want the U.S. in the war. They want us to be over there committing genocide with them. And we'll do it, too.
Correct.
The United
Absolutely
States will
correct.
Put troops on the ground in the Middle East. Your kids will die for Israel. Your kids will die for gay rights in Muslim lands. Israel and the United States will lose. As Israel starts losing, they will, out of desperation, launch nuclear attacks, setting the world on fire. Israel is a nation of hate. They will exercise what they call the Samson option.
Yes, sir.
They cannot run the world, then nobody can. If Israel goes down, they will drag the world down with them, okay? Make that clear. Israel is Satan. It is the most evil nation on the face of this earth. If Israel was gone, there's a chance for world peace. Let's put it that way. If Israel and America is gone, there's certainly a chance
statement.
For world peace.
Yes, agreed.
Because all the trouble in the world, we created.
I agree.
Your taxpayers' dollars are paying for all the hatred, the war, crime, everything.
Oh, and let's remember, before you start a new Ukraine section, that the Ukraine people are now being brutally eliminated, butchered, and driven out of their own country by the Jewish government that we installed there. Zelensky's government is all Zionist Jew. You've got to face the facts. And even last week, Zelensky said he wants to turn Ukraine into big Israel. They're already taking Israelis who are fleeing in there. They're making plans. They always have. Go ahead.
Okay, so what is Russia doing in Ukraine? The time is not right for an invasion. The mud makes logistics difficult, if not impossible. In the meantime, Russia is watching the economies of NATO get stuck in their own mud. The anti-Russian sanctions have destroyed European economies. Throughout the winter, the Russian army has kept pressure on the Ukrainian army and is degrading it constantly. And they've even started having massive people turning themselves, surrendering to the Russians right now. But the Russians are not merely keeping pressure on the Ukrainian forces, allowing them no rest, but also training as a training opportunity for Russian forces. They are trying out different tactics on the Ukrainians and learning best methods and practices. They have been making advances. They fully intend to move west to the Dnieper River. The Russians have been attacking utilities like electric plants and waterworks to demoralize the civilian population. They are systematically destroying Ukrainian command and control centers, logistics centers, air defense centers, UAV factories, ammo dumps, and any NATO or Western volunteers that they can locate. On Monday, they killed a bunch of French Foreign Legionnaires. These were the French Foreign Legion. Okay, in Slovyansk. These were the French best forces that they wiped out. NATO is showing disunity. Some NATO nations object to giving any aid to Ukraine. Some are sounding bellicose. France, who in the past year has lost all influence in Africa, is acting warlike and tough because their president, Macron, is a pussy. France has prepared its two regiments in Romania to go and seize Odessa and keep it from the Russians. Our own sissy pedophile president has directed an American task force made up of the U.S. 1st Brigade Combat Team of the 101st Airborne Division, the Combat Aviation Brigade of the 1st Armored Division, and the Romanian 9th Mechanized Infantry Brigade, the 572nd Puma Cavalry Squadron, the 1st Battalion of the 18th Infantry Regiment, and the 2nd Armored Brigade Combat Team of the Romanian 1st Infantry Division to be prepared to help France seize Odessa to keep it from the Russians. The Battle of Odessa itself could trigger a nuclear war when NATO forces start losing. And it'll be us starting it, not Russia. You see, Romania has decided that it will seize two of Ukraine's provinces and has decided that if war breaks out, Romanians will invade and seize Moldova. They are waiting for Russia to make a move. Russia plans on making its move towards Odessa next winter or in the spring of 2025. Russia has taken this into account. Russia will retain Transnistria, and instead of allowing Romania to seize the provinces in Ukraine, Russia will seize them so that China's Belt and Road can connect Russia with Hungary, who will get Zakarpattia province. Then Hungary can connect Serbia to this trade route. Serbia and Hungary have border with each other. Slovakia may join Serbia and Hungary. Their trade is mostly with China anyways. So divisions are sharpening within NATO. They find it hard to agree on anything. Hatreds and rifts are growing, especially between the populations of European nations and their woke sissy leaders. Russia sees this and is willing to let that sore fester. American children will die for gay rights in Slavic lands. American children will die for another Jewish leader, Volodymyr Zelensky. In an effort to look tough, one of these woke sissy leaders could end up destroying the world. I think Russia intends to allow Ukraine to survive as a totally landlocked neutral nation within the borders of Kiev province west of the Dnieper River. Every day Zelensky refuses to negotiate is a step closer to Ukrainians losing their nation. Russia simply cannot allow Ukraine to exist for the sole purpose of attacking Russia. That's the only reason they exist, is to cause trouble with Russia. That's the only reason they exist. And, oh, yes, by the way, you know, Zelensky is now fair game after the Moscow terror attack. The Russian FSB has determined that, like, the SBU leader and Zelensky all had a hand in the Moscow terror attack, so they are legitimate targets for Russian liquidation now.
Yes, sir. Boy, that was a I don't know if you're finished, but that was a great analysis in this hour. You've touched on almost everything. I can't imagine anything you missed. It's right there. We're careening over the edge, and that's what they want. And they're going to get whatever they want. Remember that. If they want nuclear war, they'll get it. Because they run the show.
Yeah.
We're just
cannon
fodder here.
The United States is thinking, well, if Israel by itself attacks Iran, Israel will make it a soft attack, a symbolic attack, and there won't be a war. No, you know what? We need to start listening to people. Iran said if they launch an attack on Iranian soil, it will be an immediate response. It's not going to be like they're going to hold consultations.
Ten times bigger. That's what they said.
Ten times bigger,
at least.
Listen, if they sent 1,000 drones and 1,000 missiles over, Israel and the United States, we cannot defend against that. They will strike targets, and Hezbollah will probably open a front against Israel at the same time that Iran is attacking him. So Israel could be swarmed with missiles. Okay. So the only thing that could save us from World War then is that if the Israelis attack their parliament, drag Netanyahu out and hang him, then they could probably sue for peace. Okay,
too good of a punishment for that guy. He has led and overseen the slaughter of at least a million Ukrainian Christian men and women, ostensibly to fight for Ukraine. But it's a meat grinder on the front. You know it as a military man. Anybody out there listening knows it. They are literally removing any threat that could arise to challenge the Zionist Jewish illegal regime that was installed by this country in Ukraine. 15 million Ukrainians have left the country. Probably most of them will never come back. 1 million have been killed. How many have been wounded, permanently, disabled, injured in this fighting as well?
Probably
several million. It's usually 3-1, isn't it? I don't know, something like that.
Well, a minimum of 3-1. Yeah.
Well, this is.
Listen, here's the thing. Everybody needs to step back and consider this. Okay, just consider that no matter what happens. Okay. The NATO and Israel does not listen. It's like Israel bombs the embassy in Damascus. That is a war crime. That's against the law. And NATO and Israel deny that it even happened. Okay. I mean, everybody knows it's an F-35 that bombed it. And who has F-35s? Well, the only person in the Middle East that has F-35s is Israel.
Oh, the Israelis.
America has
F-35.
Did we bomb their embassy?
Right.
Did we do it? You know, it's like the only person who has motive and opportunity is Israel. It is a joke. But listen, I've talked to many Americans who do not believe that Israel bombed that embassy. That is where we're at.
Oh,
we cannot listen.
Oh,
we cannot listen to anybody else in the world. And if we can't listen to them, we can't talk to them. If we can't talk to them, there will be a third world war. The cause of the third world war is that we will not face reality. We will not listen to people. We will not see a different version, a different vision of how things are, a different narrative of the world.
Mm-hmm.
We only
mm-hmm.
see the made-up, delusional world, this Jewish constructed consensus reality that is not based in reality at all. That is all we can see.
Reality.
We cannot hear.
Yeah.
We cannot hear Iran when they say, "If you retaliate, it's war immediately." We cannot hear that. We can't hear anything that they say. We can't hear anything that Russia said. We've been ignoring Russia since 1989. Not one inch to the east. We weren't even supposed to put U.S. troops in what was East Germany. We promised not even to put American bases in what's now East Germany, or what was then East Germany. And we moved slowly until now we're right on the Russian border. And we want to take Ukraine. Ukraine was the space and distance that kept Moscow safe, and we want to violate that. Russia would be out of its mind to allow Ukraine and NATO. That would be suicidal. Nobody in the right mind would do that.
Right.
You know.
And let's not forget that one of the first, if not the first, official order that Donald J. Trump executed as president was to suddenly reverse himself and agree to send 5,000 more American troops, men and women, to Europe with their armor to stand with our NATO allies. That's Donald Trump on his first day in office. He did that. Go look it up.
Yep.
So he's a liar. Now, I also want to take a minute. Russell Bentley, many of you know Russell. He's been on the program many times. He was actually first to come on radio on this program. I saw something he wrote, and I got in touch with him and invited him. I said, please, come on. You live in Donetsk? It'd be great to have you on. Anyway, he's been on many, many times over the years, and Russell has been missing now for 10 days. He and his wife went to file some papers in Donetsk. They live in one of the suburbs of that big city, and there was an incoming artillery, salvo from the Ukraine side, and Russell said, stay here with the papers. I'm going to go see if I can help anybody, which is what Russell does. He fought for the Free Donbass people as an American, then became a Russian citizen. He represented to Ukraine the best in American values. He was always out helping, doing relief work. I remember one time he was on during Christmas here, and we looked at video of what Donetsk looked like under siege, under fire, for Christmas with their Christmas decorations. These are great people over there. Russell Bentley did America and humankind proud by his actions there. He's missing for 10 days now. Chances of him turning up are very, very, very slow to materialize, if any are even left. So I suspect that Zelensky sent his...
Ukraine has been, for 14 years, Ukraine has been bombing citizens.
That's right. That's why Russell
targets,
was...
Not military targets, but citizens.
Yes. Russell fought to stop that. He fought with the Free Ukraine forces in Donbass against the Kiev illegal regime. Anyway, hold a thought for Russell. We hope he turns up. You can see his most recent videos on the left side of the homepage. He's a friend. He's a friend of all of us. And he did, again, represent the best of this country to those people who were under a siege, murderous siege, ever since, as Mitch says, 2014. All right. Anything you want to add, Mitchell? We got another minute or so if you want. I can stretch it.
Well, no, I just want to emphasize that it's like everything they tell you is a lie. Let me just make this point again and make it again and again and again. They keep saying we have to stop misinformation. Look at history. No government in history has ever suppressed lies. The governments usually don't care about lies. They don't get involved in lies. The only thing that any government has ever suppressed is the truth. So when they tell you they need to stop misinformation, they're saying we need to stop the truth. That's what they're saying.
You got it. Summed up perfectly. Terrific explanation tonight of the state of the world. All of you should listen to the program again if you have that ability. We'll rerun it, of course, coming up just in a few minutes after the third hour. So thank you, Mitchell. Well done. And as always, we'll talk soon.
Welcome.
Okay. Good night.
Bye-bye.
No, nobody better than that. All right. We will be back with David Oates. Let's see how he's doing after his toe-to-toe knockdown drag out with COVID next.